Question? Huh? Just one. Ask one if you have.
Hello. Yep. I have one question. Okay. It was mentioned that Bodhisattva moved from the supramundane level on the power of preparation to power of seeing within one meditative equipoise using the same desire realm support. So my question is, can this Bodhisattva on the power of preparation newly attain the power of seeing with a desire realm support that is a true suffering due to karma and delusion, or the newly attainment of the power of seeing is necessarily done with a desire and support that is due to power of prayers? Or it can be both. Both ways. That's my question. I just wondering, I don't know how it happened, basically.
Repeat your question again. What?
Bodhisattva on the power of preparation, right? Newly attained the power of seeing.
Say slowly.
I repeat the question. So it was mentioned that Bodhisattva moved from the supramundane level on the power of preparation to the power of seeing within one meditative equipoise using the same desire realm support. So my qualm is, can the Bodhisattva on this power of preparation newly attain the power of seeing with a desire and support that is true suffering due to karma and delusion? Is it possible? Because when he newly attained the power of seeing, he has a mental body, right? He's a superior. So it's like there's some kind of contradiction there. You know? So true suffering become an aggregate that is no longer true suffering. So I just wonder, is this done based on the support that is a true suffering, or is it necessarily done based on the support that is due to power of prayers? Because for me, power of prayers sound more logical. Yeah, because it's not a true suffering. So that's my qualm.
I don't know. What's your qualm?
For true suffering to be mental body sounds contradicting, eh? Contradicting, yeah. Because how can a true suffering become something that is like pure, that is not true suffering? if that's not possible, right, then the other possibility has to be due to power of prayers. That means it must be necessarily done through power of prayers. So that's my qualm. Yeah. A power of prayers, yeah. Or at the power of preparation.
If you remember the assertion of the Hinayana Tenet, the Vaibhashikas, or the Great Exposition School, the path of preparation all the way to the path of no more learning, enlightenment, was done in one sitting. So as such, for the proponents of the Great Exposition, for them, the Buddha's body is not Buddha Jiwa, right? Because they, like you, cannot fathom how can something which is true suffering be otherwise.
So you are still in Vaibhashika tenet. You have an upgrade. You have to upgrade now. Don't live there. Forever. Dere, ani chujing ne, tanda dia. Basic thing or pena. Then you do tolam, you do cholam, jolam, tolam, golam. That is a pigeon that supon did not have a secure. You do golam with you, supon. You do tolam with you, supon, jolam, cholam. That the night I don't have a secure. You do this, some tongue.
And if we think about the hearers here, I think if you think about it, you will see that the body of a hearer on the hearer's path of accumulation, hearer's path of preparation, hearer's path of seeing, and hearer's path of meditation are true suffering.
How far do I need to consult that? Cousin Shuana Shiv, then you took Columbus, not Colum, Topsan, Tado, and it's a consort book. Let a new moon get your language, you go your papa, the bongos of the Tore, Yinaya, Marta, Cousin Amashuana Shiv, Penja, the Sato Sagi, Martin, Markita, that they can pass your tattoo yard. Go, let a new moon, my bombers, and Tio get tattoo, please. Call an itchy. 그래서 이때와 뒤모두 냉과에 어떻게 남셔 숨겨요?
And if you remember from one of our earlier discussions, yeah, there are within the you know the many different kinds of hearers on the path of meditation, right? The hearers' path of meditation. There are some of those hearers superiors who still have to take rebirth and cyclic existence for up to 7 more times. Yeah. So hearers superiors. I've seen the truth directly. Yes, they don't newly accumulate projecting karma. Now, nevertheless, they still have the imprint of karma accumulated in the past. Yeah. So, as such, they still take rebirth. Yeah, there are some of these hearers on the path of meditation that still who take rebirth in cyclic existence under the power of karma and afflictions. Yeah.
What did it? That tanda yin pejian ta gola be jugus. Ta yin de gola be jugus suki. Ta yin de sas. Ta yin suki pungbu shiharwa ta. Lui shiharwa ta yin de gola be jugus. Lui din zung pejian ta. Dunga tenpa yin lap chua shita. Ta yin leta nyimung gu chunga re. Rwa. 자다 동한테 많이 납쳐야지. 다 잡도 납치고면 다 잡아다래.
So if you think about it, I think you can say that the body, the you know the physical body of the hearer superior on the path of meditation, yeah, is true suffering because it is a product of karma and afflictions as such. You can say, think about it, like, but you can say it is necessarily a true suffering.
So what do you think
that the body, the physical body of a hearer superior, let's say on the path of meditation, is necessarily true suffering? Do you think it's okay to say that it is necessarily true suffering?
Hello. Huh? Huh? You look like all in peace in Nirvana. Huh? Huh? Tere peje ta dunga jamba yin la kume dos o tere dunga jamba yin chap lap chukume dos samkya. Yanta samlata.
Anyway, you can think about it, but I think it is alright to say that it is necessarily a true suffering, and it is true suffering. Anyway.
Oh, tuxine, that tine sido, that tine la tine, that tine, that gualam be ten tela, that nindu bilalam, su nindu dajim be du topu kuyare, that gualam be luden la na tunga de machakuyare, that tine ten tage ten bu, ane shita, nindu bilalam, that nindu dajim be du ngundu chiku kuyare. 대도다 가서라 보겠다. 단념을 시원한 시대 락신이한테 당부 락신이한테 온듯이 따다 따라 집어 미치게 죽대 온듯이 나한테 당부 락신이한테 온듯이 디젤라 남매한테 온듯이 남자들 숨겨야래 따 당부 온듯이 락신이한테 락신이한테 온듯이 누가나 따 대주고 수보니 동안에 봐 챙겨야래다.
And this hearer superior on the hearer's path of meditation, then goes on to actualize the hearer's path of no more learning. He becomes a full destroyer. And he becomes a full destroyer on the basis of the current support that he has, isn't it? The support, the body that he has while on the path of meditation, isn't it? Right? So on the basis of that support, he achieves liberation, yeah? Becomes a full destroyer. And if you look at the assertions of the tenets, you know, from the Middle Way Autonomy School and everything before that, in terms of the order of actualizing the two different kinds of nirvana, yeah. First, the nirvana with remainder is actualized. followed by the nirvana without remainder, yeah? So going by this shared assertions of many of those Buddhist tenets, yeah? So this nirvana with remainder is a true suffering, yeah? I mean, the, you know, the body that the arhat has, yeah? So the hearer superior on the hearer's path of meditation actualizes, becomes an arhat on the basis of the physical support, the body that he has, yeah, which is true suffering, isn't it? So, and when he actualizes full nirvana, he actualizes the nirvana with remainder, yeah? So why is his state of achievement called a nirvana with remainder? This arhat does not have any more afflictions in his continuum. They have been abandoned. He has achieved the abandonment of the afflictions. But nevertheless, his state of achievement is called nirvana with remainder. Why? Because he still possesses the aggregates, yeah, which are true suffering. So as such, something is still left behind, you know. Right?
I went forgot. Huh? I forgot. Huh? We did talk this before. Huh? Huh? 도신이 다디 갈라르다. 다디 내자 변하다. 다시 배출라 다 동할 때 봐 유 쓰고야지. 와. 다 동할 때 봐 유하래. 다 부주 때 봐 유하래. 다 납고 유하래.
So if you are asked do arhats, no? Arhats, those who have achieved the nirvana with remainder, yeah? Do they have true suffering? Do they possess true suffering? You have to say yes. Do they possess true origins? You probably have to say yes as well. So arhats who have achieved nirvana with remainder possess true origins or not? Do they have true origins? True origins. Huh? Yes or no? Huh? So when the arhat or this full destroyer achieves the nirvana without remainder, because he's separated, he's freed, you know, separated from the aggregates, right? Which are true suffering, because, yeah, as such, then he's said to achieve nirvana without remainder.
Yeah. Chesata, you do touch me to the betana, Sato Tobayore, Sugitana, Sato Tobayore, Sumitana, Sato Tobayore, and you do touch me, Kobansana, Kamsum, Itana, Sato Tobayore, what is it?
So one can manifest or actualize the result of a hearer's full destroyer on the basis of a desire realm support, on the basis of a form realm support. It is also possible on the a basis of a formless realm support. So as such, the support of the three realms are supports for actualizing the hearer's enlightenment. Yes, you know, a hearer, one achieves the hearer's enlightenment, one achieves and becomes a hearer arhat, full destroyer, on the basis of the support, of the support while that he has while on the hearer's path of meditation, right? Correct? And as such, when this hearer's arhat who has achieved the nirvana will remain, his aggregates are true suffering, isn't it? But having said that, it is also mentioned very clearly in the teachings that those aggregates of the aggregates of that arhat are not samsara. So the support of the hearer superior on the hearer's path of meditation is true suffering and it is samsara. But the support of the hearer's arhat who has achieved the nirvana with remainder is true suffering but not samsara. Then of course this begets the question, why is the form aggregate or the aggregates of the hearer arhat who have achieved nirvana with remainder true suffering but not samsara? Why?
Some idea. That sedentary, that qua sedentary, got to the shame of the letter, you move on, young man to need some juregita, need some jury chas in the gym, the chas in the kind of jury now.
So, in general, what is samsara? The factor of having to take on rebirth in samsara, factor of having to move from life to life under the power of karma and affliction. So that is posited as a cyclic existence in samsara. Yeah. That factor. So the hearer superior on the hearer's path of meditation still has karma and afflictions in his mental continuum because they have not been abandoned yet, right? So as such, he possesses the potential in his continuum to connect to another cyclic existence, another life in cyclic existence, another birth. So as such, his aggregates, the support of the hearer superior on the path of meditation, is samsara, and of course through suffering. Yeah. And a hearer's arhat, a full destroyer, obviously it has to be someone who has freed or liberated or he freed himself from cyclic existence, yeah? Otherwise you cannot, how are you gonna say, oh yeah, I've achieved liberation. Yeah, they've achieved liberation, right? They freed themselves from samsara, right? Why? So because they don't possess the potential in their minds, the cause, to take another rebirth. Yeah, a set of aggregates, yeah? In cyclic existence due to karma and afflictions, right?
Oh, toxine, that on that is good, that has been a lot, that conjun the payus, in a leg you conjun the mame, you will conjun the mames. She don't have to conjun the ball, leg you conjun the new conjun the need to see. So we are in that leg you conjun your business, your mother, you will conjun your business, your mother. In a conjun the payus, the Udo Samson. That you conjun the carriers, that's some stuff.
So, but we say that these arhats who have achieved nirvana with remainder possess true suffering, they possess also true origins. Eh? But generally when we talk about true origins, there is, you know, generally the true origins means the true origins, which is karma, true origins, which is afflictions. Eh? Right, but do the arhat with remainder, do they have true origins, which is karma? No, yeah. Do they have true origins, which is afflictions? No. Yeah, but nevertheless, it is said that they possess true origins. So, what is it? What is it? What is this true origins that is possessed by hearers or hearts, for example? Yeah. And when these hearer arhats achieve the nirvana remainder, I guess probably it's like they do achieve this, they take on the mental body. When upon the nirvana without remainder, they take on a body which is in the nature of mind, literally, having a mental nature. So I mean, in short, we say mental body, but sometimes, you know. But anyway, mental body, right? It is said that they possess also that capacity to emanate, you know. So as for the Bodhisattva on the supreme mundane quality level or the path of preparation, it is achieves the path of seeing from that, right? In one sitting, right? When we say in one sitting means, of course, I mean, in one sitting means also means one body la, right? So of course, the body of the general, the body in this case, the body of the Bodhisattva on the supreme mundane quality level of the path of preparation is, let's say, assuming that, you know, is a contaminated body, is a, you know, true suffering, right? Yeah, yes. And in this case, right, generally speaking, right? So then, of course, since it is in one sitting, then, yeah, he achieves the path of seeing on the basis of that support. Okay. Yeah, so in the case of someone who is definite in the Mahayana lineage, right? So for someone who is definite in the Mahayana lineage, then the support of the Bodhisattva on the supreme mundane quality level or the path of preparation, the Bodhisattva who is of the definite mind and lineage, is necessarily through suffering. So for the someone who is of the definite mind and lineage, his body on the supreme mundane quality level of the power of preparation is necessarily through suffering, isn't it? And it's on the basis of that support that he moves on to the path of seeing. But when the path of seeing is achieved, it is said that that body transforms into, you know what, mental body. And upon achieving the path of seeing, the sufferings of birth, aging, sickness, and death are abandoned. In the case that we're talking about Bodhisattvas.
Tatieta, Kasara Pagita. Tatieta, Kadeshares, not that you say a couple of Pagita. Pagiru sing, Kadeshares, not that. Zozota, Benata, Kasara.
Anyway, you know, in terms of mind generation, there's a way of classifying into four, right? If you remember, I don't know how I translated it. Something to do with, I think, belief. Mind generation of belief or something? Right?
We did talk before, you remember?
Right? Yeah, anyway, there's this mind generation, which is called Mobachu Visenge, but in English, I can't remember what I said. Anyway, the mind generation of the path of accumulation and path of preparation is called this Mobachu Visenge. It goes roughly like, I think, mind generation of belief or something.
You remember?
Mind generation of belief or aspiration or either. How is it translated? Anyway, there's a real translation. Anyway.
That
one.
The last time I simply sent it, Tolomne, that Palom turned to what did you sing with last time I simply sent it soon?
Then, when the power of seeing is achieved, then he, the mind generation of the Bodhisattva is called, I don't know, how do I say it in English? I don't know. Pure, I don't know, I think maybe something like mind generation or pure resolve again. Something like that.
That 대중 털어도 똥만 입었으면 통과를 했나요? 东北人通顺了没得有天文学嘛对呢累的东北人通顺落地了那么其实现在没得用特别细如果当最近他通了没得东北人我说都落地现在没得那么喜欢用还行
So when one achieves the minor path of seeing, when the bodhisattva directly sees the truth, realizes emptiness directly, isn't it? Right. And when is the hearer's path of seeing achieved? Well, it is also achieved when the emptiness is realized directly, isn't it? Right. So the hearer's superior on the path of seeing and the bodhisattva superior on the path of seeing, their manner of seeing emptiness is the same one. But there is a huge difference in the mind, the wisdom, the mind that sees the emptiness directly. There is a huge difference. Although their way of seeing emptiness is the same, they both realize emptiness directly, yeah? But there's, in terms of quality of the mind, I mean, the mind is, yeah,
oh, very different. 누가 쳐주도 해. 나 딘데기 초도 진도 가라. 아니 동반이 또 로디야 신답이래. 누가 신부차해. 조조도 전주 심기 초신다. 조 디디네 잡아 신부용해 디디 있어네.
So the difference comes because Bodhisattva's superior's direct realization of emptiness on the path of seeing, yeah, initially, is accompanied by mind generation. And when the mind power of seeing is achieved, you know, his mind generation becomes more exalted than before. No? And because of this mind generation which accompanies his direct perception of emptiness, yeah, so the quality of the his mind realizing emptiness directly surpasses the mind that realizes the mind of the hearer superior that realizes emptiness directly. Yeah. Yeah.
What? That did that, and that this one do a lot is sort of a cursor. And you do Tolum Twin, do you do Tolum Batizuki, you do Tolum Matsus. That takes in Tolum Twin, do a lot, Tolum Batizuki, then you do Dajo Batizu, I'm so sick in the trash. Rota, Consultum, Deduga, go six shoes, shash in the Dajo machine, you do bomb Dajo between Toby or Dina, the Toma Betam Deduga, I'm so sick in the theater, Bena Cursor. 그래 빼나 빼뜨는 자는 순간에 빼나 야구 보고 충전지 나야 농구 친구 좀 내도 가라. 그 리그 또 비다 그 시기는 좀 지나신 그 사상 답이 생기 토미도 가라. 나 리그 또 비 나 보기 다시 막 가서 누가 친구 있는데 시기는 좀 남자 순간에.
And when the bodhisattva achieves the path of seeing. For the first time, when he enters the path of seeing, when he sees emptiness directly, it is said that this bodhisattva resists newly seen emptiness directly. Far outshines the four destroyers. Yeah, that at that moment, when he achieves the path of seeing, he far outshines the arhats, the four destroyers. Mind you, that the four destroyers. Have already abandoned the afflictive obscurations. All afflictions have been abandoned together with the seeds. Yeah, not the bodhisattva superior, right? Who is on a path of seeing. But nevertheless, he far outshines the arhats. It is said. Yeah. So they give the example of how, no matter how great or a minister might be, or how high level the minister might be. But whenever you put a minister beside the king always surpasses the minister, outshines the minister, just by fact of his lineage. The fact that he's a king, in the sense of royal blood. Right? Yeah. So when the bodhisattva newly achieves the path of minor path of seeing, right, when he sees emptiness directly for the first time, because of this direct perception of emptiness. Yeah, he's he also achieves a elevated state of mind generation. His mind generation becomes what we call mind generation of pure resolve. You know, you can say, you know, right? Why is his mind generation enhanced? Why is it become more powerful? Because of the direct perception of the ultimate nature of reality on the path of seeing. So, but I don't know. It's said that the Bodhisattva superior here on the path of seeing achieves a new mental body as well, right? So I'm not sure if can we draw a connection between achieving this special mind generation and the taking on a mental body. I'm not sure if is there a connection. Can we explain the achievement of the mental body? Not the achievement of mental body. Can we say that, oh, that he has a mental body and it is not true suffering, it's not this and that, blah, 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 because of this, basically, you know, his mind generation,
yeah?
So it is said that the once you achieve the Mayana path for seeing, you will never ever end up as a senior citizen. Yeah. So if you don't want to be a senior citizen, then you have to achieve the Mayana path of seeing.
You understand? Okay. What did it?
So once, you know, the description of those inconceivable qualities of the bhumi, yeah, the minor grounds, yeah, are said to be achieved starting from the path of minor path of seeing, isn't it? Right, then you go all the way up to the end of the ten ground, and they talk about all those qualities that these bodhisattvas are said to possess, which is basically, if you think about it, it's just something that very difficult to believe, right? You know, it just cannot fit the mind. You know? Like, for example, on the first ground, you can emulate 100 bodies, on the second ground, 1,000 bodies, on the third ground, 100,000 bodies, and then the number gets more. Anyway. So if you remember, the Bodhisattva only achieves the surpassing practice of the perfection of generosity only from the first ground, Right, so, and then, you know, they relate the Bodhisattva achievement of a surpassing practice of the different perfections according to the 10 grounds, isn't it? Right, you talk about the 10 perfections, right? So, you see? It starts with generosity, the perfection of generosity. Ooh, and the presentation of the surpassing practice of the perfection of generosity only starts on the first ground. Yeah. Right, then not before that. So it is said that the bodhisattvas on the first bhumi, the first ground, are able to give their bodies away without any difficulty. To them, it's no different. It's as easy as giving away a plate of vegetables. So if they want to give, they can give. If somebody comes and asks for the head, for the hair, for the hand, for the leg, or whatever. So whatever they ask, they can give it. Without any issues, no pain, no. It's not difficult for them, right? They say that.
What do you say? That here, so to that. So
So prior to the Mayana path of seeing, the Bodhisattva does not have this kind of courage or determination yet, right? But once the Bodhisattva achieves the Mayana path of seeing and then enters the first ground, because of his extraordinary mind generation, right? The quality of mind is so different, and therefore he's also able to give, and he has this surpassing practice of the perfection of wisdom, generosity, where they can. He has no issue, no difficulty in giving away the body. Mind you also that his body has transformed. Mind you that his body has already transformed. It's become the mental body. So anyway, I would think myself why the Bodhisattvas support and becomes changes into a mental body, I think it's because of this extraordinary mind generation, right? That is attained on the when the path of seeing is actualized. Yeah. But I'm not sure. Anyway, this is what I think. But generally, there's the question, right? What happens to the body? What makes it change to become a mental body? That's very difficult to explain, right? You think about it. Really, it's really no real explanation, I guess. And what about if you look at it from the perspective of Tantra? In the perspective of the highest Tantra, especially, you can achieve enlightenment in one life, one body. So when you achieve enlightenment in one life, one body, then your body is true suffering or not? Right. So if you achieve enlightenment in one life, one body, depending on high school tantra, then your body also is true suffering. So Buddha's body is true suffering, right? Because you have this body, right?
Can I ask a question?
I
think last time, if I recall right, you mentioned something that you achieve mental body due to level of predisposition of ignorance and uncontaminated karma. Am I right to say that?
I think we talked about this when we studied Buddha Nature, yeah, Uttara Tantra, the chapter one of Sublime Continuum. Yeah. There are the 12 links of dependent origination, right? But the usual presentation of the 12 links of dependent origination is according to the thoroughly afflicted class of phenomena, right? But there's also a subtle 12 links of dependent origination, yeah, that is included or in the knowledge of creation. And if you look at the presentation of the Sublime Continuum, the talk about achieving the mental body, which arises from the levels of the predispositions of ignorance and uncontaminated karma, comes only in the context of the discussion of the three pure grounds. The three pure grounds, yeah.
Because my qualm is...
three pure grounds.
No, I know. If Bodhisattva...
So if you go by the presentation of the Sublime Continuum, right, Uttara Tantra, the Buddha Nature thing, so it's basically saying that if the discussion is related to the three pure grounds, it is also saying that basically that doesn't happen before the three pure grounds, right? Right, that's one thing, But it is also said in many texts that upon achieving the minor path of seeing, the Bodhisattva takes on a mental body. Yeah? So then that begets the question: what will be the substantial cause? How do you posit? What do you posit as the substantial cause of the mental body that it is Bodhisattva superior on the path of seeing acquires? And I believe we have settled this. I give you my opinion already.
Not opinion. That's the.
So how do you account? Yeah? I mean, what are you going to say, right? What was the substantial cause of the mental body that is acquired on the mana path of
seeing? Okay.
So okay, anyway, it is said in the text that when you achieve the minor path of seeing, you acquire the, what you call it, your mental body. Not sure mental body. Anyway, mental body, yeah, people translate as mental body, yeah. So yeah, so then the question is like, how long? What is it? You know? Why, how?
Yes.
So, okay. If the explanation for the samsara is actually this factor of taking rebirth due to karma affliction, and bodhisattva on the seven impure grounds don't have true suffering, and also do not take rebirth in samsara due to karma afflictions, and also haven't abandoned afflictive obscuration. So this bodhisattva, yeah.
You're saying they have samsara?
Right? Yeah, it's in what? Samsara, it's neither samsara nor nirvana.
Huh?
You know what I mean? Okay, basically they don't have true suffering. It's the seven impure grounds, yeah, bodhisattva impure grounds. And they also do not take rebirth due to karma and afflictions. So in terms of that explanation with regards to samsara being a factor of being taking rebirth in cyclic existence due to karma affliction, that person also do not have. So, and this person haven't abandoned afflictive obscuration. So this bodhisattva is also haven't achieved nirvana. So where is this bodhisattva? Neither in samsara nor in nirvana. That's the first question. The second question.
Quite a nice place to be.
Yeah.
So between there.
So there's a location neither nirvana, and neither so samsara. There. That's quite cool.
Like your food is being delivered to you.
So that's the first question.
First question is between them.
Huh? Serious? Yeah, you mean serious. That's a really the answer? Neither samsara nor nirvana?
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Why not?
What's the problem?
Oh, that's quite cool.
It's like Chinese, Indian, Malay, others, yeah. Gender.
There is an unknown gender. Yes, yeah. Fair enough.
Maybe that's more.
Yes, possible. Yes. Possible. okay. Second question later. Yeah.
Huh?
I actually got that second question. Another question.
我来等你们给教我两个嘛，但是他强势跑步，他兄弟写了教我那两个月了。我来等你们给教我那两个月嘛，其实他是多好了。
Well, Bodhisattva superiors take rebirth in samsara to benefit sentient beings, that's clear, right?
Mm.
But they do not take rebirth in due to karma and afflictions. So then how, you know? They take rebirth intentionally, as they wish.
That one not a problem. It's just that where not do I problem. Put them?
The question is how, no?
To know how. Cause I am still affected, so.
They say that these bodhisattva superiors, they can take rebirth anywhere in samsara according to the wish. You know, as long as they think that they want to go there, they want to help somebody, they can go. So it is said. Yeah, it is said, right, the bodhisattvas take all kinds of rebirths, like as a bird, as an animal, as I don't know, whatever. Whatever is not, whatever they like.
Some shit that Jawa Lenchi and it's that. Some shit that Shu is Pogita. 让你先接过这些，但你所接不多，就忙不多。
Yeah, there are many accounts, right? I mean, of how like Buddha in his past life, right? You know, as a bodhisattva, right? You know, took rebirth as a monkey and born in, you know, in the, in what we see in the puja. A monkey, what else? Birds, deers, all kinds of, you know, whatever. You know? And also, you know, accounts of how they give up their lives, you know, to benefit somebody, right? So all these were done intentionally. Within their control now.
Yeah.
The second question is about this Bodhisattva attaining path of seeing based on the desire realm support because the need of being the need to have strong disenchantment of strong disenchantment with samsara, right? And it's based on this desire realm support. My guess is basically because this person still have path of see, suffering of suffering per se. That's why they need the desire realm support. Is that the reason why? Okay, the reason given about, you know, why a bodhisattva can only attain the path of seeing.
Newly
attain the path of seeing on the basis of a desire realm support, because they need to have strong disenchantment with cyclic existence. My guess is because desire realm body have suffering of suffering. Is that the reason?
My question is also, they lost their renunciation?
Yeah, that's a very strange thing, because they would have their renunciation right at the path of accumulation. They would have uncontrived disenchantment of samsara, right? So when we say you need to have a strong disenchantment of samsara,
how strong? Yeah. What do you need, right?
Yeah, what do you need a desire realm support? And form realm and formless realm also have suffering. It's just a different, maybe they have suffering of change for form realm. Formless realm will have suffering of all pervasive compound.
So going by the logic, also not possible to achieve path of seeing in Pure Land, isn't it? Newly. Going by the logic, right?
Yeah. And also very strange, if you say that it's basis of a strong disenchantment based on desire realm body, by the time the person have power of seeing, the person already have mental body, doesn't matter what kind of body already, it can be desire realm, form realm, whatever realm of mental body. Don't need to have the same reason for disenchantment, strong disenchantment, samsara, in order to attain path of meditation. Right? And like mental body, you know, can emanate to 100 pure land. It really doesn't really matter whether it's short or long. Also cannot be the reason of short duration. They can emanate to 100 pure lands. So that two reasons I also cannot accept. Why must we desire realm body to attain our path of meditation? So one question become two, sorry.
Why you take so long to object? Now they come up.
Actually, long time got objection, maybe got too many questions in my mind. I still got questions. So this piece.
Mentioned about the substantial cause and the cooperative condition of the mental body. It says that if you take the level of predisposition or ignorance to be imprints that are planted by the apprehension of true assistance, then the imprints will produce the appearance of true assistance. Because there's the appearance of true assistance, then it leads to accumulation of karma. This karma is uncontaminated karma. If uncontaminated karma is accumulated, then the effect will be mental body. The cooperative condition is the level of predisposition or ignorance. That's what you explained last time. But actually my qualm is, if Bodhisattva acquire mental body on the path of seeing is still contaminated karma, right?
What do you mean?
They have the mental body.
What do you mean?
In path of seeing, they have the mental body due to predisposition, level of predisposition or ignorance and uncontaminated karma. uncontaminated karma normally related to the pure ground, 8th, 9th, and 10th. But path of seeing is still the impure ground. So that is my qualm.
You people get the qualm? Huh?
When bodhicitta is generated, one enters the minor path, right? Path of accumulation. On the path of preparation, the bodhisattva, of course, has mind generation, right? But his mind generation, although it is mind generation, but it is not the same mind generation, right? It's a more powerful kind, right? So, and of course, when bodhisattva reaches the path of seeing, then his mind generation is a bit more exalted and more powerful, right? So, otherwise, I think you have to say the same for renunciation, right? We enter the path of renunciation. And you know, same thing. So the renunciation would have to increase.
And
it is said that in our particular, I don't know, if we use astronomical terms, I don't know whether to say, probably galaxy, I don't know. Anyway, according to Buddhist cosmology, right? This human world of ours is called the Southern Continent. Okay, according to Buddhist cosmology, right? And according to this cosmology, there are three other continents. I know the one in the north, one in the east, and one in the west must be, right? anyway, they say that of these four continents, our continent, which happens to be the southern continent, Zambu. Our continent is called Zambu. Ling means place, so Zambu Ling. It's the best environment in the world generate the paths. Yeah. So it is said that the paths are very difficult to generate the paths, yeah, in the other continents, other human world. Yeah, human worlds.
Long 안에 불 가서 똥버트가 지어나서 내 긴긴기 때문에 지어나서 예수께 가보자 하신 답이 하나 되겠습니다.
So it is said that the humans in the northern continent, the northern continent, it is said that the humans there have a definite lifespan, 1,000 years. And they are all financially equitable. They are all roughly as rich as one another. Political ideology or
whatever.
Yeah, it is said that they have kind of the same, kind of pretty much the same level of wealth and enjoyments. There's no poverty there.
What is this? So
that's the northern continent, so we are in the southern continent, so what you have left is the east and west, right? So it is said that the lifespan there is pretty much fixed, 500 years. And also well off, you know, have enjoyments and stuff. So as such, it's difficult for the path to be generated in the continuum in those worlds.
What do you mean? That thing, that short to you, the way things. That double up, that me even me that short to you, do you mean? That go fast, that how about the building the thing that short to you, so you. Tell me about it. Long shot, what about it? What do you mean? That, I mean, you. That do what you do. What do you mean? That, you know, that do what you do. Today, King, that, when is it? That, you should care. That, let alone.
All right. So it is said that the human and God realm support included in the desire realm, right? The human and God support included in the desire realm is said to be the best support for generating the paths, right? And in particular, the human support, right? Of the southern continent, right? Is very much my as a basis for generating the past. Yeah. Because lifespan is not definite here. Enjoyments are not definite, and suffering is obvious. I mean, it's obvious as it manifests in that. Yeah? You see your own suffering. You see other people suffering. So as such, it is easier to develop renunciation. Easier.
Oh, Duxin, that's a good thing. Then the chop, Jinna, the man, the shaman, the short of the other person, the meeting. My son, come to things, the chop.
And from the perspective of Tantra, the human body of the southern continent is the supreme basis. Because the human body of the southern continent is constituted by the six elements, made up of the six constituents.
Thank you.
Form realm, in the form realm, in the form realm support, newly attained a path, but not newly attained a super mundane path. That means no path of seeing, for example.
But to see, to die, it is soon to come up to the Kadasana, but the Tolam said the Tobala, and it's a Nijon there, send up to the Hachibishi for his soldier. But the Tolam gets three of the Nijon Sabbatship.
So in order to newly attain the path of seeing, you need not just renunciation, but a very strong form of renunciation. Yeah. So as such, the form realm support is not the support to newly attain a path of seeing, because the those guys up there have little disenchantment, not enough disenchantment. The guys up
there.
Yeah, so anyway, say that you need this very strong renunciation to newly attain the path of seeing, and because by virtue of the support, so the beings in the form realm cannot newly attain the path of seeing by virtue of, you know, by the fact that because of the limited, basically, of their by their support, the existence that they have. In Vasubandhu's Abhidhamma Kosha, it is said, or he wrote that one cannot newly attain the path of seeing in the higher realms because of what? He only puts this one reason, because of lack of disenchantment. So that is the sign, the reason that he posits.
Okay, so based on this logic, so you need to think deeper. Why and what? So you can be clever than Vasubandhu. If you think that, you can be clever than Vasubandhu. Question, I don't know what your question or answer, or you said something just now? No. Okay. Karinajisha.
He's saying how the Bodhisattva on the path of seeing accumulate uncontaminated karma.
Yes,
basically, he's trying
path,
to
path
say
of seeing
that,
is still got the contaminated karma.
I think so, right?
Yeah. Tolam lah sami le sagrib so.
Ti tawur de nega vez pechen de nega di tudi yo. Tolam sami ge le sagi yo mari.
Sa la po shu. Ha? Sa la po shu. Ha?
You probably have to end up having to say that they do accumulate uncontaminated karma. You have to end up saying. So do they accumulate karma? You have to say yes, right? No, you see, do they accumulate karma? You say yes, right? Then second question, do they accumulate contaminated karma? You have to say what? You say no, right? So that's why it's phrased as you would have to end up saying. It's called playing chess three steps ahead. Okay, so if we say that they accumulate uncontaminated karma, right? How? What? By what? What motivates
them?
So, do the bodhisattvas on the path of seeing accumulate uncontaminated karma that is motivated by the levels of the predisposition of ignorance or not? And something has to motivate, right? So what, is it the levels of the predisposition of ignorance? That's the what? It doesn't matter, cooperate or don't cooperate, but... So I mean, well, we say that the bodhisattvas on the impure grounds, the seven impure grounds, do accumulate uncontaminated karma, right? If they say that they do accumulate uncontaminated karma, then you must account for what is it that motivates that accumulation, right? So is it the levels of the predisposition of ignorance? So if you say that it is due to the levels of predisposition of ignorance, then is there any fault or not? That's the thing. You have to think if there's any fault or not. If no fault, then okay. If got fault, then die. Yeah, as for the three pure grounds, it is clear because it is said, right, that they accumulate the uncontaminated karma due to the levels of predisposition of ignorance, right? So, no argument about that,
huh?
Yeah, so we have to think on the seven impure grounds, do the bodhisattva superiors on the seven impure grounds, do they undergo the inconceivable transference of death that happens due to uncontaminated karma, which comes about in dependence upon the levels of the predisposition of ignorance? You have to think of whether it happens or not. But it is clear that this happens on the three pure grounds, right? That they do undergo the inconceivable transference of death, that as a result of the uncontaminated karma, accumulated independence in reliance on the levels of the predisposition of ignorance. Can we say the same also for all the seven impure grounds? And if we say yes, then is there any fault?
Okay, that's the time. Something related question with that, then ask one. I don't have time to read through today, so.
Not really related, but this question's in my mind for a while. What is the cause for someone to be of definite Mahayana lineage? What determines whether one is of definite Mahayana lineage or not? Because the knower of basis that is distant from the mother is someone who is not of definite Mahayana lineage. So, yeah, would actually like Kamabuchi to maybe give some light on that. Thanks.
What is that?
Ringyebe.
Ringyebe.
Ringyebe. Kandilchal.
Kandilchal. Kandilchal. Ringyebe.
Ringyebe. The line is yours. Ring your body. Toma, Toma, we are ready. When I ring it in, Toma, we are ready to ring it with. Can you see? Can you see? Ring it in.
Toma, the ring your body.
Radio. Toma, the other mirror. Give them gangi, so you're a chigi or a. Sing it. Canina. I mean, you're asking more like, is it predetermined, right? It's like, you know, can a definite lineage person be made or trained, or is it like predetermined, you know? Like, you know, it's the nature of the person, right? I mean, or if you're doing that, yeah, anyway.
Maybe somebody senior, maybe talk, huh? Senior in the BP class, maybe can talk something. Huh? I need to think a little bit, so while I'm thinking, you talk. Tarehta, Tomane Rigni de Vaji de Kiyomarata. Tomane Tigda, Tingme to Rignama, and it takes to Rignama Tambu and took the Rignama to the Deposit of Guyama. Today, Guyama. Get in the taco. Toma took some in the taco Rigni de Vaji de Guyama.
First thing, I don't think it's predetermined since beginningless lifetime. That means this person is definitely of this lineage. Definitely will be enter the minor path and not anything else, you know. Like, and this is not something that is like, wow. It's like, you know, you have it means you have it. You don't have it means you don't have it. I don't think it's like that, lah.
What tere? Ta todagi tere ta kasore ta. Ta kochi mo rigne ba se te ta. Ta ne teaching rigse ba se na bise na ta. Ta ingishi mo yula kini to kama ta ta kochi mo rigse ba se ni ta.
You know, we talk about the activation of the Mahayana lineage. When is the Mahayana lineage activated? When great compassion arises, is generated in the heart. Yeah. Then, that the person's Mahayana lineage is activated.
독신이 다 되고 좀 릭세버 다 틀라 릭 냐바이 거는 마냐바이 없죠 그래. 택신도 릭 냐바이 거는 마냐바이 없죠 그래. 그 전주수 습 되고 좀 릭세버 다 냐바다 마냐바이 없죠 그래. 매도스 뭐야
그래. 릭세 리신 인디로. Yeah. Yeah. So, but as for the person who has awakened, not awakened, activated, yeah, kind of awakened, yeah, awakened or activated the Mahayana lineage, right? There are two. One who is of the definite Mahayana lineage, and it's possible to say that that person who has activated the Mahayana lineage could be also someone who is not definitely of the Mahayana lineage. Who is not of the definite Mahayana lineage. Yeah? Could be.
그래 다 뒤에 다 유네티 티레도 서서 섬도 땅주 있잖아요 다 예바다 만약에 섬도 땅다 있잖아요 요가 있을까 생기 담지 땜부 쉬우 여바에 오늘 지금 다 산재 받을 것도 다 참 가서 보겠지 다 담지 신다 믿어요 땜부 쉬 여바에 유아 매매 다 담지 다 배나 가서 옹 옹분노베 담지 나 신에 다 독도 매매 대바도 시다 지금 땜부 쉬우 장주 섬도 다 이시 땜부 쉬우 여대가 지나 공부는 대만 신시 뒤나 거다 보이다 대보시 무직이 봤다 대신한테 숙제다 산재 못하고도 이단도 못한 것이다.
So as for the person who has awakened the mind and in its generated with compassion, right? And if he his pledge or determination to achieve full enlightenment is very stable, you know. He has irreversible faith, pretty much like those of sharp faculties, you know. That, you know, because he has very strong determination and resolve, you know, unchanging resolve to achieve full enlightenment for sentient beings. Yeah? Because it's so stable, right? So then the person who has already activated the Mahayana lineage is definite to enter the Mahayana path without not entering any other path before that, entering the Mahayana path. And then once entered the mind about, it proceeds to enlightenment. Yeah.
What do you say? That is that the nyaba the manyaba said the present that simji that no ba chiju ma to na ta. But simji that kan so ta. Re ba no ba chiju ma ta na ta. Then nyaba nyaba said the to say ya me to ta.
So I guess whether a person is of the definite mind and lineage or not, I guess comes down to the resolve in the heart. Yeah. How strong, so unstable it is. Yeah.
The judge should simply, then I take the love to shoot. There's a good uncle. Then the Rick Nevaras, I am here. Rick Nevas, shoot your bag, Sanjay Kobama, the love should be doing my chip is a good year.
So I'm not sure whether you can explain those who are of definite mind and age to be someone who generates bodhicitta and enter the minor path. I don't think that is sufficient, right? To wonder whether they're sufficient enough to say that, oh, if you generate bodhicitta and enter the Mahayana path, you definitely are of the definite Mahayana lineage. Obviously not, right? Yeah? Because some people can fall down, yeah? Anyway. But I guess, if the person's resolve is very stable, they enter the path, they generate bodhicitta, and they never give it up. No? I mean, nothing changes the mind, no? It's like completely dedicated to enlightenment. Then I guess maybe we say, oh, that these are the people who are definite, of the definite mind and lineage.
그래 다 된대 삼도 상관이나 그 남상이 하시바다 다 차단 차단다 파셔 샤시 다 된대가 돈이 용도에 심어도 한 지금 세실 전선 담재산이 용해지도 이만해 그 차단 차단다 세금도 파셔 쉬우시 샤시 용도에 심어도 야 그 세실 전선 담재산이 야 지금 야바도 아예 매일에 아들
So I think to become a person of definite mind and lineage, it requires work over many lifetimes. It is not just thinking about it one lifetime, but rather it is a result of training and which then leads to planting many imprints on the mind many lifetimes. So it becomes very strong and stable. I don't think it's something that just happens one life. Then suddenly you do something and then oh. Now I'm definitely I'm of the definite Mahayana lineage.
So the Tinisar, the Singit, Monashi Pogita, Tapa Chimber, and his friend, Pops a shoe to go ash. The Timena, Kapi, Jasapa, Singit to Pops a two shoes, Quadi, that Chicken Chip to be a daughter.
So I think that one of the conditions for someone to become of definite in the Mahayana lineage is to have very thick, strong, stable imprints of the Mahayana. Yeah. Yeah, so if we generate strong, make strong prayers, and generate strong determination and aspiration to for enlightenment, right? To place as many imprints as possible, and then over time to reduce the self-cherishing, and then to increase, you know, more and more the thought of benefiting others. You know? So we put all these conditions together, and then work at it for lives. You know, then there's a hope to be someone who is of definite mind and intention. Otherwise, I think it's difficult.
Okay, that's all for us. I don't know. Okay. What to say? Tangan jadi sanyi mati. Oh,
drilling
dia. Pecah kasih setiap mati jazan tadi. Drilling dia, mana sih nak tangkai pegu kuya. Lepas itu tangkai pegi. Ani ngan jadi nyaman itu coba tu susah. Ani tu mila lekuk sih syar. Jadi gigi sih tu YouTube la. Besok nampu nampu. Jadi.
Yeah, so I think give you the questions for this Sunday's discussion. So we have a Sunday discussion, BP discussion. Yeah. Actually, discussion is mandatory, actually. You have to come for the discussion, actually. You know? And that's why we have groups, right? BP groups, right? Divided into groups. Yeah, you're assigned to groups, and each group is taken care of by one person, right? So, yeah.
Okay, now,
is the attainment of the knower path necessarily preceded by the attainment of knower basis? Of the 10 topics that characterizes the exalted knower of aspects, why is mind generation the first?
What is it? Ani ta doni tobe ani chita chanju saba.
Are there bodhisattvas who have realized the emptiness who fall into the Hinayana path? Are there bodhisattvas who have realized emptiness who fall into the Hinayana path? My questions are not for you just to come and say yes, no. That's not the point. Yes, it doesn't matter whether yes or no. Yes, then you must explain why. If no, you must explain why. It's not just put yes or no.
Ta, tere, ta, 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 doni shigar, ta, dolo shisha chabai na, ta, pasi taban shisha chabai na, ta, dobe tenga, an, sato sanje yore yama.
From the perspective of sutra, can one newly attain, not newly attain, I mean, Yeah, can you achieve an enlightenment Buddhahood on a desire realm support? Right. Can you achieve enlightenment Buddhahood on the basis of a desire realm support? From the sutra perspective, perspective of sutra, yeah. You must think, you know, before you answer, and then explain. You know, if you say yes, but what, then you have to provide the reason why. If you say no, you also have to, you know, justify, you know, why no. It is taught that the roots of virtue of oneself and others accumulated in the three times is the substance to be dedicated in a dedication. How does our dedication of the roots of virtue of others transform those roots of virtue into a cause of enlightenment? Right. Well, it is taught that the roots of virtue of oneself and others accumulated in the three times are the substances of a dedication. So, how does our dedication of the roots of virtue of others transform those roots of virtue into a cause of enlightenment? And I'm going to give you a few more questions. Whether you finish it or not, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to give you a couple more questions. What does achieving a mastery of the aspects of the three exalted knowers and mean? And what does achieving steadiness with respect to the aspects of the three knowers mean? And the next question is the question which I gave you for homework the last session. Do you need me to repeat that? Huh? Yeah, I don't think I need to repeat that. Right? I mean, can't just say the whole thing, but I'm just as a translator. That was your homework, right, for the last question? Yeah. So that question is the next question. Yeah, how does one enter into the four noble truths through the meditation and the four close placement of mindfulness? And in particular, how does one engage in true cessation when one meditates on the close placement of mindfulness of mind? Yeah.
나긴 나긴 이시 죽을 때는 간대서 죽고 일어났어. 나 소설적이 경우 간대서이나 이시 죽었다 변체고 중발에 숨고 일어나 간대서 죽고 일어나 들라는 지금 졸리 치고 그런 게 교육 계속 간대서 있겠봐요. 이시 죽었다 괜찮은 용대버질에 숨고 일어나 제가 딱 간대서 죽고 일어나 이시 죽었다 간대서 죽고 일어나 못되었어 못한 거야.
It is taught that all the virtues in one's continuum arises with the wisdom truth body as the empowering condition. How?
第一个呢，做做到什么段落了，事实就结论论那些结论，你修个大概几个钟头就搞不消了。Right?
How? So the point here is, it is right. It is said in the teachings. It is taught in the teachings that every single virtue in our continuum is a result of the wisdom truth body acting as the empowering condition. How? You know, every single virtue. That means you do something good, the Buddha has a hand in it. You know? So it is said, right?
So
we all do develop virtuous thoughts. Right? It could be new kind of virtuous thoughts. Right? Whatever illustration you can find in your own life, you use that as an illustration, you explain how that one, you know, new or special or whatever virtuous thought, you know, how you explain how actually that one is the doing of the wisdom truth body also. How? Yeah, so by thinking about it, you have to think about it, how does it work, yeah? And if you think about it, perhaps, you know, it can bring you closer to Buddha, you know? You feel like, deep now.
Difficult.
죽잠이 봐.
我不接个能力接怎么办？要得要吗？接不接不行吗？我不接要得哇？喏，只能接不行，个清晰就要得要。接不行。想办法办一把手，再接要得哇？哦哦，来哦，对，对嘛，一个接不行，那是接不了。对嘛，是那个我不接个哪呢？出怎么办？出这，出这不行吗？那嘛去，那出嘛，这出。
So you have the eight categories, right? You have the eight categories, yeah? So is there something that is just one of those eight categories? Is there something that is six of those eight categories, or whatever number, like six, or five, or three, or one? Is there something that is just one of the eight categories? Is there something that is just two of the eight categories? Just three? Just four? up to 7, I guess, right? Up to 6. Okay, up to 6. You understand?
Yeah, you can find 7, 8, wonderful. Yeah. Huh? That's one. If you have time, then can see that.
Do you want to take me?
True. But did this not shabak have a talk since some of them are more wicked? Say this. Suicide.
Well, what the point of this particular exercise is to just get and you get a clearer idea of what the 8 categories are. Yeah? Only 2, not for the rest of
life.
Alright, so anyway, you just finish however many questions you can finish on Sunday. Lah, eh? But I'm not saying you have to finish all of it on this Sunday. Yeah? Okay, just try whatever you can.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Finish with the first. We need dedication. We use a prayer, yeah? Saji